share something from Parshas Kedoshim to give everybody a good Shabbos. It says in the beginning of the Parsha, Ishi Mova Viv Tirove Shapsosai Tishmaru. Right, so the same pasuk is about kibud. It's not really kibud, but mora av aim and Shabbos. So why are those two put in the same pasuk? So Rashi quotes that it's if your parent tells you to mechal Shabbos, you can't listen. That's the juxtaposition. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says maybe there's another idea, and it starts with a story. The story is told that Rav Yaakov was once on an airplane, and with his son and his grandson, and they were servicing him, and they were giving him a lot of kavod. And the non-Jewish man who was sitting next to Rav Yaakov and says, "Great Rabbi, you know what? I don't understand. Like, how do you instill in your kids such awe, such trepidation that they give you kavod, that they give you honor?" So he says, "It's simple." He says, if you believe that every generation is better off than the previous one, and every generation is more technologically advanced, and our grandchildren look at the grandparents and say, wow, you're so old-fashioned and you're so archaic, then obviously it doesn't make sense for the later generation to honor the earlier generation. But if you believe that Hashem created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh, you believe in Maaseh Bereishis, you believe in Maamad Har Sinai, then every generation further down is lower and more diluted, and of course it makes sense to give kavod to the earlier generation. So that's what we believe. And that's Ishim Yavoviv Tiro Veshapsoset Tishmor. If you believe in Shabbos and the whole process of Jewish history being orchestrated by Hashem, so then Kibud Av Va'Em makes a lot of sense. Anyway, have an amazing, amazing Shabbos.